This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
There we go. Oh, shit, that's way later than I thought it was going to be. All right, folks, to all five of y'all that are in here, we're going to be here all night, so we're getting started a little bit early. But my name is Josh Terry. I host the Raising Grace Rounds and also the Josh Terry Podcast. This is going to be a marathon. This is our Christmas party. I asked some of my buddies to get here a little bit early and start it off for us. So I want to introduce y'all to Mr. Johnny Winder. Y'all give him a round of applause real fast.
How y'all doing?
And Mr. Daniel Andrews, give him a round of applause, please.
Thank you.
Now, what's cool about this is we are recording everything tonight. You can go back and listen to all of it on the Josh Terry Podcast on iHeartRadio, Apple, and Spotify. If I'm not a piece of shit, I'll put it out next week, but more than likely, it'll be a week after that. So, y'all be loud, have fun, and cheer these guys on. Look them up on social media. If you take any videos tonight, please tag them and stuff. And just enjoy, and we'll be here all night. Y'all go ahead, boys.
All right. Good to see y'all live, Oak. My name is Johnny Widener. I'm a country artist from around the Knoxville, Tennessee area. We playing you a song tonight. This one's called Dressed in the Dark, and it's a song about when you're in a relationship with somebody and your partner has a lot of insecurities about their body and stuff. This is kind of like my answer to that. So this is Dressed in the Dark. And baby came the light on. She said maybe not tonight, 'cause there's parts of me that ain't as good and parts that you won't like. I know he said a lot of things to make you feel so small, but there's no time like tonight for tearing down those walls. Baby, let the flyaways keep flowing, those 30-something showing, darling, that hotness that you see is a homemade work of art. Baby, let's take it out in town, because as long as I'm around, there'll be no more getting dressed in the dark. Taking pictures, laying out on the beach. Man, she was ready to fight me when I posted on my feed. I said, y'all check out this view, and I ain't talking about the water. The sun's hot enough to do me in, and it's only getting hotter. So let the flyaways keep flowing, those 40-something showing, darling, that hot mess that you see is a homemade work of art. Baby, let's take it out into town, because as long as I'm around, there'll be no more getting dressed in the dark. Let the flyaways keep flowing, and those 50-something showing, baby, that hot mess that you see is a homemade work of art. Baby, let's take it out into town, 'cause as long as I'm around, there'll be no more getting dressed in the dark. Thank y'all. Thank you so much.
Damn, Johnny. Walk and sing, y'all. Hell yeah. So I wrote this song with my good buddy, Mr. Micah Kennedy out of Louisiana. And he called me last night and said, man, I'm cutting that song. So I'm really excited about that. And when we wrote this song, we just thought it was kind of a cool song and about life, you know. And it's kind of sad, but gives you a little positive at the end. And then you start going through things in life, and you're like, man, I really relate to that song pretty good. So this song's called Enjoy the Ride. Do you guys like it? I set a course on the map, but the destination keeps on changing. When I get settled in somewhere, my feet get anxious. Deep down, I feel lost and found all at the same time. Like I don't know where I'm headed, even though I see the signs. Yeah, I'm gonna get where I'm going, but I ain't found. I've stopped and watched that sunset a couple times, but hell, I'm still tired and trying to enjoy the ride. Trying to enjoy the ride. I put my heart in the hand of a few of them midnight angels, thinking it'd be different this time, but the end never changes. Turn on a country song to help the moving on, get some get-gone therapy, and put some miles between me and my broken dreams, chasing tail lights in front of me. Yeah, I'm gonna get where I'm going, but I ain't found it yet. Yeah, run into a few stop signs, red lights, dead ends going nowhere. Tried to pace my time. I've stopped and watched that sunset a couple times. But hell, I'm still trying to enjoy the ride. Trying to enjoy the ride. Just taking my time. I ain't in no hurry. Yeah, I'll be fine. I ain't gonna worry. Yeah, I'm gonna get where I'm going, but I ain't found it yet. Yeah, I run into a few stop signs, red lights, dead ends going nowhere. I've tried to pace my time. Stopped and watched that sunset a couple times, but hell, I'm still tired. Oh, I ain't ever gonna quit trying to enjoy the ride. Trying to enjoy the appreciate y'all. Man, y'all listening. That's cool.
Man, I like that one right there. That's
thank
good
you, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, so this next song I'm about to sing right here, this one's called Red Hot Iron. And this is kind of a semi-true story about some of the things that I saw my mama go through when I was a kid. I say semi-true because the very last part she didn't get done, but she probably should have. So here we go. It's called Red Hot Iron. Caught a bus to Bama on a midnight run to freedom. Everything mama had packed in a duffel bag, trying to outrun them demons. She finally settled in somewhere down in Tuscaloosa with a brand new man, brand new plan, saying now we're on to something new, son. That was the night my mama met the devil for the first time. had a silver tongue and a pocket full of ones. Man, he was just the right type. Man, he laid it on real thick underneath that sheepskin. He was born in red hot iron. She didn't know it yet. Started running that mouth, telling mama she was crazy. He said, you need some help, so take some pills and get back to being a lady. I ain't never seen mama took her tail and run, even in the stork's toe. She grabbed that poker from the fireplace and started shifting the coals. That was the night my mama met the devil for the second time. He had a damn good job and he did provide. Man, he was just the right type. Man, he laid it on real thick underneath of that gaslight. She didn't want to see it end, but he was born in red hot ice. A few months in, whiskey band. Finally let the devil out. He raised his hand and said, know your place, woman. You ain't meant to think for yourself. And I watched him go across her face. She was shaking when the blood came out. She pulled that iron out of the flames and finally let the demons out. That was the night my mama met the devil for the last time. There's no silver tongue or pocket full of money is ever gonna make it right. Ain't never seen mama took her tail and run. She said, boy, everything's all right. Cause the devil born in a red hot iron can die by red hot iron. Red hot iron.
I mean, hell yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Dude, what a song, man. Holy hell, that's good. Josh, don't you like sad songs? I hear you like sad songs. Man, I wrote this song, true story, I wrote this song. I wasn't trying to write a song at all. I was sitting on my couch, just being lazy, watching TV-ish, and I had my guitar in my hand, and I was just playing this here. And I was just kind of in my feels that day. I've been the last couple months of my life has just been a real struggle for a lot of reasons in my personal life, and sometimes you just sit there and you just realize that things just aren't okay, and you just it's okay not to be okay for a second. And so I didn't try to write a song, but I wrote it in about 10 minutes, and we'll see what you guys think about it. I don't know what'll happen, but the song's called Till You Break.
Two people, one ticket. One left and one didn't stay at home. One following a dream, the other one following a need of a broken soul. Neither one wanted it to be, but both knew that it had to be. So who knows where it really goes. So you try to find answers at the bottom of the glass, making new memories that are never gonna last. I guess whiskey tastes better with a heartbreak. Get you thinking about every little mistake. It'll tell you every single white lie. Take everything down to your last dime. And send you on your way. We can only bend so many ways until we break. A lot of prayer and little hope, a few wishes you can throw day to day. It's one thing or another, but you do it cause you love her. Or are you waiting on an ocean front in the Golden State? So you try to find answers at the bottom of the glass, making new memories that are never gonna last. I guess whiskey tastes better with a heartbreak. It gets you thinking about every little mistake. It'll tell you every single white lie, take everything down to your last dime, and send you on your way. We can only bend so many ways until you break, and you can't take back decisions that's been made. So you try to find answers bottom of a glass, making new memories never gonna last. I guess whiskey tastes better with a heartbreak, get you thinking about every little mistake. It'll tell you every single white lie, take everything down to your last dime, and send you on your way. We can only bend so many ways, and you can't find out just how much you can take until you break.
Something like that. Thank you.
Dude, you started playing that song, and I swear I about started tearing up immediately. Like, first line in, dude. That was crazy.
Yeah, man, that's the first story.
All right, since we're doing sad songs, let's do one right here. So this song right here is called Blackbird. And so it's a song about a couple years ago when I was seeing a lady. We got the news that she was expecting. And so I got all excited. She got all excited. We started buying up all the stuff needed, you know, the crib, the bassinet. I had the whole thing ready to go, you know. And then turned January, about midway through January, I walked out of my house, and there was a swarm of blackbirds literally flying, like, right over top of me. And it was more blackbirds than I've ever seen in my entire life. And I felt kind of weird about it, and something was off. And then a couple days later, we got the news that the baby didn't make it. So I put two and two together, and I wrote this song called Blackbird. So this is for everybody that's ever lost someone they love.
Mama said, son, there's a lot of things in this world you can't outrun. Like a bullet spinning through the rifling of a gun. Wings on the back of a honeybee in the sun. Don't worry, child, you're not the only one. Like that flashing light across the sky in the midnight summer rain, like a winter breeze running free through Palomino's and Maine. Like the pain, you can't outrun the hurt and the strain. When that blackbird calls, there's nothing you can say. Daddy said, boy, you know it's just like me to be thinking you have a choice. And if you're fast enough, you can outrun all the noise. But the wheels of time don't stop here for joy. And the breath of life can be taken like a toy. In the midnight summer rain, like a winter breeze running free through Palomino's and Maine. Like the pain, you can't outrun the hurt and the strain. When that blackbird calls, there's nothing you can say. Like that flashing light across the sky
that blackbird calls, there's nothing you can say. When that blackbird calls, you'll never be the same.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. Dude, that's that hits home for me, man. My wife and I had a son pass away about 6 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
So I, too, have a song I put out just a few weeks back, and it's doing really well. And it's a crazy story about that song. I can do that song for you guys and kind of stay on the same vibe, or I can do something different. You guys tell me what you want to hear, and let me go for it. Okay.
Let's hear it.
This is a tough one for me to do, to be honest with you, man. It's so real. The song wasn't supposed to be what it is, and I had this idea. I was driving down the road, and I think I heard Jelly Roll on the radio talking about something, and something that he said something about his friends. Oh, heaven knows they're doing something, and I don't know what happened in my brain, but I'm a very play on words kind of guy, and I thought, heaven knows, like somebody, you know, heaven knows we did all these things, and then I don't know where they're at now, but heaven knows. And it was just kind of a cool thought, and I thought, man, that's great. And I went and talked to a bunch of my really big-time songwriter buddies of mine that I thought, man, this is going to be really cool. And they were like, yeah, that's okay. And they weren't impressed. And so I thought maybe it was stupid. And I sat down with Zach Runyon and Chelsea Stallings and my wife, it's her first co-write, and Ron Sowell, and we just kind of talked this thing through, and I wanted it to not be about my life. And it ended up being exactly that opposite. This was exactly my life. And so we're thankful for it. It's doing a lot of cool stuff for us. And I've had people reach out to me, play it at weddings, oddly enough, because they had that situation happen and their loved one's not with them anymore. And it's just been really powerful. So if you've heard it, thank you for listening to it. The song's called Heaven Knows. Heaven knows. Well, I cried when I saw those two pink lines. Picking out a name can take some time. Heaven knows. The nights I stayed up late, couldn't sleep. I wonder if he would be like me. Heaven knows things don't always turn out like you planned. And heaven knows that I've been wondering, and is he holding on to the pearly gates while he's taking them first steps? And is he playing ball with Jesus? Has he hit a home run yet? And is he holding hands with his papa, just like his mama did when she was a kid? And I wonder how he's doing now, and just how much he's grown. Heaven knows. If he ended up with his mama's eyes, and if he is that red bird in disguise, well, heaven knows. Did he trade in his heart for an old guitar? And is he burning up the streets of gold in his new car? Well, heaven knows. Is a crystal lake where he spends his days out trying to reel him in? And has he tried on his new wings? And has he broke the new boots in? And is he flirting with the angels, like his old man would have did when I was a kid? And I wonder how he's doing now, and how much more he's grown. But heaven knows that when we pray, does he listen in? And does he know how much we're missing him? Is he falling for that perfect girl,
left too soon as well. And is he having me a grandson? Just giving him some help. And is he looking forward to that day when we meet again, just like I am? And maybe then I can finally understand. But until then, I'm wondering what heaven knows. What heaven knows.
Wow, thank y'all. That song's out now. If you guys want to check it out, I sure would appreciate it. Thank you.
Mercy me, dude.
That was a special moment, man. We wrote that, and it wasn't supposed to happen, man. It was one of those moments we walked away, and Zach said, okay, just do the work tape. And I'm like, I can't do it. You're going to have to do it. I couldn't get myself together, man.
So Zach helped you write that one?
Yeah, Zach Runyon did. He's a good buddy, he's brilliant, man. That guy's, I mean, he's a doctor, so he's really smart, obviously, but he's a great writer, too. So anyway.
We say we pick it up a little bit, you guys.
Yeah, come on.
So this song right here is called If I Was Sober. And I'm going to let it talk for itself.
You bust into the door of this 50-year-old dingy bar, chip on the shoulder and an entourage on your tail. And I watched you shoot them down, pouring every drink right on out from every bootstrap bill, shiny belt buckle here in town. And I couldn't help myself, I was gonna be the next in line, try my hand at the roulette wheel, put it all on the red this time. Must have been high the day we met. Must have been cloud nine sitting, slipping, tripping over your bullshit. Must have been stoned all night long, 'cause there ain't no way in hell I would have let you in if I was so. If I was sober, must have been sitting at the crossroads down at the corner of that old bar with a sign taped to my back that said, this old boy ain't smart. You must have been waiting on a boy like me, 'cause somehow you could tell that I wouldn't read the fine print, and you had a whole lot of hell to sell. Must have been high the day we met. Must have been cloud nine sitting, slipping, tripping over your bullshit. Must have been stones all night long, 'cause there ain't no way in hell you in if I was sober. If I was sober. I must have been high the day we met. Must have been cloud nine sitting, tripping over your bullshit. Must have been stoned all night long, 'cause there ain't no way in hell I would have let you in. Must have been high the day we met. Must have been must have been stones
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, I'm gonna. I want to stay on that same kind of little uppity vibe here, instead of doing something super sad. Look, here's the deal, y'all. You don't know me, but I'm not really a good example of what, somebody who goes to church or a Christian looks like, but I do love some Jesus, y'all. That's a true story. And I had this idea in my head a while back, what I thought was the dumbest thing in the world, is called One Night Stand, and I thought, well, that's not been ever written about, you know? Not really original, and it wouldn't go away, though, when I was making my bed, of all things, and I looked over at my nightstand, and I saw my Bible sitting on top of it, and I thought, that's it. That whole playing words thing, man, it works in my head all the time. I'm like, man, what if it's about somebody who's having a one-night stand, and then, you know, they're just having a bad time in life. And, you know, God's always met me wherever I'm at sometimes, and so we wrote about it, me and Brian Sowell and Logan Jarvis, and this song turned out to be something really cool. Everybody's loving this tune, so we're going to do it for you. It goes to something like this. One floor, single-digit door, a place no one I know has gone before. A half-lit sign on the wrong side of town. Sunset, a single bed. We didn't talk too much because we never met. The shades went down, the lights went out. The door slammed, there was no sound till the silence started to choke me out. I felt my soul sinking like a stone. I stood and stumbled looking for the light of a lamp we knocked off the table side. I turned it on, something called me home. There's a book that sits on the edge of a nightstand telling stories of sinners like me. And as I read a little more what's in red, it didn't take long for this blind man to see. And I've been lost at the bottom of a bottle and found a man I wasn't supposed to be. What I took from a one-night stand was how he could save a lost sinner like me. Well, it traveled everywhere I went. That leather bound, it was heaven sent. Chapters and a verse, something sticky note. It ain't too hard to see it save my life, knowing he gave his on a mountainside. Without 316, I don't know where I'd be. Without a book that sits on the edge of a nightstand telling stories of sinners like me. And as I read a little more what's in red, it didn't take long for this blind man to see. And I've been lost at the bottom of a bottle and found a man I wasn't supposed to be. What I took from a one-night stand is how he could save a lost sinner like me. There's a book that sits on the edge of a nightstand telling stories of sinners like me. As I read a little more what's in red, it didn't take long for this blind man to see. I've been lost at the bottom of a bottle and found a man I wasn't supposed to be. What I took from a one-night stand, how he could save a lost sinner like me. Like me. Like
y'all, my name's Dan Land. You're safe for hanging out with us tonight. A lot more really good music coming up. I got Josh Terry, man, on this round. Thanks for having me, brother.
Woo! Well, shit, that's the way we kick off our Christmas party right there. Once again, folks, we are going to be here all night, and we are going to get rowdy, and we're going to have a damn good time. But I want all y'all to remember anything that you hear tonight, you can go back and listen to on the Josh Terry podcast. So all these originals that you heard from these two fellas right now, you'll be able to hear next week on the show. So I want you to give it up for both of these guys. Mr. Johnny Winder right here on the end. Y'all give him a round of applause.
Thank y'all.
Mr. Daniel Andrews, y'all give him a round of applause. We'll be right back with the next round, folks. All right, Live Oak, y'all having fun so far? That was fucking weak. We're recording for the podcast. Are y'all having fun so far? I know y'all don't give a damn, but this is actually like a good show. Y'all are going to have fun tonight. So, I've been introduced y'all to some of my friends up here playing our Christmas party and our end of the year show. There's only three names up here, but I'm going to tell you why in just a second. You see four people. One of them looks like a piece of shit, but they're all pieces of shit. Yeah. Anyway, first one we're going to start off with is Mr. Cody Bradley. Y'all give him a round of applause, please. Thank you. Mr. Corey Michael Harris, you give him a round of applause. This ain't kindergarten, fuckers. Be loud. Give them a round of applause, Corey Michael Harris. Thank you. This sounds way better when you hear this shit back on iHeartRadio and Apple and Spotify. Makes me sound better, makes me more money, and by the way, doesn't make the show sound like it sucks, so please don't make me sound like I suck. Gage Cowart on the end. Y'all give him a round of applause. Now, the reason why you don't see four names, this bitch right here was supposed to have surgery on her neck. She had a tumor, and then the tumor disappeared when she went to go have surgery today.
Praise God.
So praise God on that one. The only reason why, and she thinks I hate her because I fucking do. The only reason why she came today is because she didn't have to have surgery. So I love you, dumb bitch.
Hell yeah, and Jesus.
Thank you for coming. And I'm even more grateful that you didn't have to have surgery. So
she did try to steal my beer, but it's all right.
I did try to steal his beer, but you know what? I deserved it, I think.
Shut up, Dick Wrangler. Oh. Anyway, y'all give Court Taylor a round of applause because she damn sure deserves it. Anyway. Everything you hear tonight in all of our rounds, everything that we ever do is recorded at Live Oak, and you can hear it back on the Josh Terry podcast with iHeartRadio, with Apple, with Spotify. So please go subscribe to that, listen back to it, and please, any videos you take tonight, tag the artist in it. It helps them out so much. Thank y'all. Enjoy the show.
Live Oak, how we doing out there?
Yeah.
Josh doesn't give much direction. I'm Cody Bradley, and I'll just start this thing off. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Well, this song changed my life a little bit. It's got a few million streams. It got me some phone calls out there, and it's one of my favorites. This is called Lipstick on a Beer Can. They say lightning never strikes in the same place twice. Sure be nice if they were wrong and she was right here next to me like she used to be when we were in love. Didn't leave a letter, she didn't tell me why. Didn't give a warning, no kisses goodbye. No tail light shining bright down the drive in a cloud of dust. Guess she didn't have much to say before she up and ran away. She ran off to the sunset. Don't know if she's there yet, but she's on her way. And I've been drunk at this table, and I ain't been able to leave here in days. She took everything when she disappeared, man. The only evidence that she was ever here is this lipstick on a beer can. If she'd have left those records, I'd be playing George Jones instead of sitting here in silence, looking at us on my phone, wondering was it real, did she feel anything at all. But she ran off to the sunset, don't know if she's there, yeah, but she's on her way. And I've been drunk at this table, and I ain't been able to leave here in days. She took everything when she disappeared, man. The only evidence that she was ever here is this lipstick on a beer can. I guess she didn't have much to say before she up and ran away. She ran off to the sunset. Don't know if she's there yet, but she's on her way. I've been drunk at this table, and I ain't been able to leave here in days. She took everything when she disappeared, man. The only evidence that she was ever here is this lipstick on a beer can. Lipstick on a beer can.
Yeehaw. Yeah.
I wish she'd have paid some other bills before she left. She's an asshole. She was all right.
This song's about an asshole, too.
Oh, man. This could get chippy.
I'm going to start off sad. I say that, but all my songs are kind of sad. So.
Come on, man.
It's a true story. The song's called September. Back row of the Baptist church, watching her daddy giving her to the man I always thought I'd be. Wasn't all that long ago, she was mine to hold. Never thought she'd ever say goodbye. Maybe if I'd held on a little longer, loved her a little stronger, she just might have stayed. But now she's moving on, leaving me here alone, trying every way not to remember September. Well, she's forgetting me. That's clear to see. She don't need me anymore. Everything seems so right. She walked out of my life. That's the day love gave up on me. Maybe if I'd held on a little longer, loved her a little stronger, might have stayed. But now she's moving on, leaving me here alone, trying every way not to remember September. She's moving on, leaving me here alone, trying every way not to remember September. But I can't forget about September. Help me forget about September.
Hell yeah.
Thank y'all.
So like Josh said, my name is Court Taylor, and I was not supposed to be here today. Because about 9 o'clock this morning, I fully had an IV in my arm, was in a hospital gown, and thought they were going to cut my neck open. But I do want to clarify, it was a cyst, not a tumor. Josh did make that sound a little bit more dramatic. But
God
either
damn
way,
it, Josh.
He told us you were going to die.
Yeah, I wasn't going to die. But either way, I was pretty scared I was never going to be able to sing again. Mm. And my friend Bennett sent me a text message earlier that just said your voice wasn't meant to change. And it, like, made me tear up and... just, I've been praying real hard about it. So the fact that I got in there this morning and they're like, we can't find anything. It's completely gone. And it had been making me sick for months and months. So
Yep. It
was pretty crazy. And the power of God is there and it's real. And I wish I had like a real sentimental, strong, powerful song to start you off with that was like along those same lines. But this song's about marrying a deadbeat and wishing you'd been a gold digger instead.
Hell yeah.
It's that called works. Married for Money. I got married at 18. He got a job at the DMV. I'm washing dishes in the sink every night. He got fired, don't know what for, but now there's beer cans on the floor. I'm thinking about walking out that door all the time. But I ain't got a dime. I thought love would take me to the end, but I'm getting sick and tired of him. 'Cause I'm worth more than the checks he's bringing home. Still ain't got a dime. I thought love would take me to the end, but I'm getting sick and tired of him. 'Cause I'm worth more than the checks he's bringing home. And I don't wanna sound like a bitch, but if I'm gonna be hitched, I wanna be rich. But I'm married for love like everybody told me. But I should have married for money. But if I'm gonna be hitched, I wanna be rich. I wanna sound like a bitch, but I wanna be rich. I'm gonna be hitched, I wanna be. 'Cause I thought love would take me to the end, but I'm getting sick and tired of him. 'Cause I'm worth more than the checks he's bringing home. And I don't wanna sound like a bitch, but if I'm gonna be hitched, I wanna be rich. But I'm married for love like everybody told me. But I should've
Hell yeah.
Me too.
That was killer. So if you guys don't know who the hell I am, my name is Gage. I'm a long way from home. I live down in Panama City, Florida, which is somewhere y'all probably been for spring break once or twice. But I love coming up to Nashville. I'm very thankful for Josh for having me out here for this.
Peed on a homeless guy one time. I didn't mean to. I peed in a bush, and he came out and he said, "This is my house." I swear, that's a real story.
Yeah, it's a good time down there. Y'all come down. This is a new song that I want to be putting out pretty soon. As soon as I get the money to take it to the studio, I promise I'll get it out. But this is called "You on My Mind." I hope you like it. Whether it's standing in a grocery store line with a handful of tulips and a bottle of sweet red wine, or it's the rambling ways of a town to town roam, or the window seat on a jam-packed flight home, whether it's 20 seconds left in a red zone fourth quarter stand with an ice cold whiskey glass and both of my sweating hands, it's a 63 Mustang with the outside painted red. Well, there's only one damn thing I got running through my head. I got you on my mind. I got you on my mind. Whether I got you on my mind, yeah. Well, there is a sold-out crowd in the middle of Panama City, or it on honky-tonk with just me and the bartender in it. Well, there is pulling that 20-pound bass out of a hole in Crystal Lake. Well, there's only one thing on my mind I just can't seem to shake. It's cooking your favorite meal in my little bitty hotel kitchen, or it's standing in a pasture knocking down some Oakley pigeons. It's stomping my feet at the rhyming hardwood floor. It's front row tickets to the turnpike troubadour. I got you on my mind. I got you on my mind. Whether it's pouring rain or piling snow, there's only one place I wanna go. I got you. I got you on my mind. I got you on my mind. Whether it's pouring rain or piling snow, there's only one place I wanna go. Got you. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Live Oak, how are we holding up out there?
Yeah, y'all wake up?
Well, you got to wake up. Get some drinks. That stuff helps a lot. Y'all hear my voice crack? It's because it's cold outside, not because I'm 11.
Don't steal drinks from nobody, though, like I did.
It was an honest mistake.
Mama's sitting on the front of the stage. I didn't check it for drugs or nothing. I just started drinking it.
Ooh, if I set mine on the stage, will you guys put drugs in it?
Is this Canada?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, this is a Christmas party. Y'all want to hear a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a no. Well, you're in trouble because I have the microphone. Well, anyway, this is a little different Christmas song. So, before I play it, I'll give you a little backstory so you understand a little bit about what's going on with it. So, actually grew up with Josh Terry in my hometown. We didn't really grow up. He grew up a county over, and then we met when I was about 19. That's a story for a different time. You're going to have to go back in the podcast to figure that one out. But when I was young, my mother and father committed suicide. My sister died, and then when I was 21, my brother died in a drinking and driving accident. And a couple years ago, I spent a lot of time down in Florida, away from my family and my Nashville family and everything, kind of touring in December, trying to stay away from the cold. And I went home for Christmas, and I went to their graves, and I sat down and wrote this song, and this one's called Merry Christmas from Heaven. So it's like a letter from him.
Hey, buddy, just checking in. I know it's been a while. March 2015, yeah, if I remember it right. Mom and Daddy, want you to know we saw those videos that you put out. And man, we're proud. You can't see us, but man, we're watching you up here. See rocking stages and drinking places out of ice cold beer. See you smiling through the pain and the rain. Yeah, man, I know it's tough. From all of us, signed with love, Merry Christmas from heaven. I saw that fight down in Florida when that old boy was running down our land. I know that girl broke your heart, but it made you a better man. Keep your head held high when that record label tells you no. You're doing a damn good job, but you got a long way to go. You can't see us, but man, we're watching you up here. See rocking stages and drinking places out of ice cold beer. See you smiling through the pain and the rain. Yeah, man, I know it's tough. From all of us, sign with love, Merry Christmas from heaven. Don't worry about us up here, we're all doing just fine. When you get the chance, could you give a kiss to that sweet little girl of mine? You can't see us, but man, we're watching you up here. See you rocking stages and drinking places out of ice cold beer. See you smiling through the pain and the rain. Yeah, man, I know it's tough. From all of us, sign with love, Merry Christmas from heaven. From all of us and God above, Merry Christmas from heaven.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas from heaven. Thank y'all.
Yeah, man.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.
That's good.
Thanks, Dave.
So I wrote this song about kind of where I grew up and how I grew up, and this is actually the first song I ever wrote. It's kind of an older song, but I had a few family members tell me later that, you know, they grew up the same way, and it's funny how a song you write and about your experiences, people relate to that. I've played this song at a couple funerals, and it kind of took on a new life for me. But this song's called Route 7. It's about the little road I grew up on. Born and raised off of 15, couple miles from that old BP, up a hall across some railroad tracks. I ran the hills free as a song, played in the creek all day long, king of the mountain on the coal by my grandma's house. And life was simple back was growing up. We loved to hunt and fish, and we drove our daddy's truck. And you could hear that lonesome whistle on the train most every night. And that's as close as some of us may get to heaven. We're on Route 7. Set free when we turned 16. A speed limit sign didn't mean a thing. We drove too fast on those twist and turn roads. But you can bet your life on anything where we'd be on Saturday. A big bonfire drinking beer at my best friend's house. And life was simple back growing up. We loved to hunt and fish, and we drove our daddy's truck. You could hear that lonesome whistle on the train most every night. And that's as close as some of us make it to heaven. We were on Route 7. Moved on, but I still drive down that two-lane road sometimes. Windows down and the radio up. My granny's house is gone and the creeks run dry. My dog's buried under that old pine. Just one look and I'm back there in my mind. Where life was simple back I was growing up. Loved to hunt and fish, and we drove our daddy's truck. And you could hear that lonesome whistle on the train most every night. And that's as close as some of us make it to heaven. We were on Route 7. Life was simple back when I was growing up. And every Sunday morning, Mom drug us to church. We learned to life and love, and all of us can make our trucks run right. And that's as close as some of us make it to heaven. We were on Route 7. And that's as close as some of us make it to heaven. We were on Route 7. Thank y'all.
Hell yeah.
So I'm from Georgia, and I went to the greatest university in all the land, the University of Georgia. Go Dogs!
Go Dogs!
But outside of Athens, there's a little produce stand. And on the side of it, in big red letters, it says Peaches. P-E-C-H-E-S. And the first time I ever saw that, I was like, I'm not too smart, but something about that don't look right. And I called my dad. I was like, Daddy, do I tell him? And he said it's been there for like 20 years. They probably know already. And I was like, all right, noted. And I never thought about it again. Well, come to find out, they sell moonshine out the back. And I knew there was only one person that was going to help me write this song about that misspelled word, running moonshine out the back. His name is John Decius, and he wrote 4x4 by You by Lenny Wilson. So I'm lucky he gives me the time of day. But he also wrote Armadillo by Miranda Lambert, and that's more my speed. And so we specialize in bullshit songs, and this one's about Petches and moonshine. It's called Petches.
If you're riding down Highway 441, you get yourself a hankering for bulk peanuts or apple pie. And don't be shy to stop on by and say hi. If you whistle needs a little wet, we can fix sweating right up too. Up north is called Virginia rain, down south is called Mountain Dew. P-E-C-H, Petches, spells M-O-O-N, shine. P-E-C-H, Petches, Georgia cold for a damn good time. That ain't no typo on the dango, spray painted plywood shine. Started as a plan, outsmarting the cops. Well, finding mason jars is the hardest part. P-E-C-H, Petches, spells M-O-O-N, shine. P-E-C-H, Petches, suits just like turpentine. That ain't no typo on a dango, spray painted plywood shine. No P-E-C-H, Petches, spells M-O-O-N, shine. Well, if you're sober and passing through, let me spell it out for you. P-E-C-H, Petches, spells M-O-O-N, shine. P-E-C-H, Petches, Georgia cold for a damn good time. That ain't no typo on the dango, spray painted plywood sign. No P-E-C-H, Petches, spells M-O-O-N, shine. Yeah,
oh yeah.
Thank you.
I love that song. So I've only been playing in Nashville for a little over a year. I've only been playing this guitar period for about 2 years. So to say I'm up here sitting on the stage with wonderful songwriters like this is a dream come true for me. I never thought in a million years I'd be doing something like this. And like I said, just recently got into co-writing, and I wrote this next one with my good buddy Chase Baker sitting right there at the bar.
Chase Baker, everybody.
If you ain't listening to him, you're missing out. But this is a song he helped me finish called Grow Old Together. I hope you like it.
When it's late at night and I lie awake, my mind runs wild, for goodness sake.
We ain't been apart long, but it feels like ages. Good books in my hand, and I'm flipping pages. And I wonder why would you ever pick a boy like me? Girl, I can't lie. You make me wanna get down on one knee if I ever live up to your word and give you the man that you deserve. I'll find a place to shade us from the weather. We'll grow old together. And I'd walk through hell, I'd walk that line. You got the prettiest hands in the land, baby, they're made for holding mine. And I wonder why would you ever pick a boy like me? Girl, I can't lie. You make me wanna get down on one knee if I ever give you the man that you deserve and find a place to shade us from the weather and grow old together. We'll grow old together, yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sir,
give it up for John Bradley with the whiskey delivery. I appreciate that.
That was awesome, actually.
Straight from the cut. Brought me a drink that I probably don't need. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that song. Wait, how many do I have? I don't know where Josh is. Three? Shit. All right, I don't remember what key I'm supposed to do it in, so this is gonna be crazy.
Surprise.
This song's called Play the Cowboy, because I, in fact, actually did grow up on a horse farm, but whatever. Still ain't Texas, is it? I wrote this with Noah West, Jordan James, Taylor Sanford back there, baby. Don't own a Stetson, wasn't raised on a ranch in this ain't Texas. But if you need calloused hands, well, I saddle up my Silverado, slip on my steel-toed boots like a hopeless desperado on my way to you. I'll play the cowboy and ride into town to your house if that's what you need tonight. Hang my hat and knot the back in the morning if that's what you're wanting. Oh, I ain't Jesse James or John Wayne or Roy, but tonight I'll play the cowboy. If I show up and we
drink Daniels on the porch. It won't be the whiskey hits me, leaves me wanting more. I'll risk my heart to play the part like a Casanova, just to show you, and I'll play the cowboy and ride into town to your house if that's what you need tonight. I'll hang my hat and I'll look back in the morning. That's what you're wanting. This ain't Jesse James or John Wayne or Roy, but tonight I'll play the cowboy. I'll risk my heart to play the part like a Casanova, just to hold you, and I'll play the cowboy and ride into town to your house if that's what you need tonight. I'll hang my hat and I'll look back in the morning if that's what you're wanting. I ain't Jesse James or John Wayne or Roy, but tonight I'll play the cowboy.
There are a lot of some bitches here in Nashville playing the cowboy. Thank y'all so much. I'm Cody Bradley. Josh Terry, you're a blessing to this earth, son.
Yeah. Y'all give it up for this man right here.
Thank you, Corey.
Yes, sir. He let me steal his capo because I lost mine, apparently.
I didn't even use it.
Hey.
I just brought it
up. It's good
up
you
here.
Had one. I used one and didn't have one.
See, look at this.
Because I played a Christmas party on Saturday and don't remember playing that Christmas party and lost all kinds of shit.
Good ass well, Christmas party. Right? You can have mine if you really need it.
Yeah, so I got one somewhere, probably at the house. Probably in my truck. Anyway. I got one. Golly. Speaking of drugs. Woo. Me and this guy went to Canada not long ago and played some shows. And
I can't get into Canada.
And like you can't get in there at all?
They won't
I didn't
allow
think
me.
We were going to get in there. Because apparently I have a lot of guns registered in my name. And they're like, you got guns? I was like, no. Not yeah, with me. There. Anyway, this last song. I wrote this song with a friend of mine from Richmond back home in Kentucky. And he's like, I got this idea for a song. And he's like, I'm not a songwriter, I'm not a singer, but I think it'd make a cool song. So he was like, I want to write this song about my dad. And I was like, okay. And so before I go write with him, I kind of jot down some ideas about songs about dads. And we get together, and it's totally, I just wadded my shit up and threw it away. He's like, my dad was like a raging alcoholic growing up, but he wasn't around a whole lot. What I remember of him as a kid was coming in drunk every night and putting classic country vinyl records on in his den. We could hear it through the wall. And that's how I figured out about classic country songs, country music. And he would drink and listen to songs till he passed out and the needle fell off. So we wrote this song together. It's been good to me. It was on XM last year. I re-recorded it not long ago. And I sent it to Josh. Josh had his toy drive going on the other day. And he was like, if we raise so much money, I'll play some songs. I sent him this song and he played it. So he was probably the first one to actually hear it other than me. But this song's called Williams in the Dark. My friend I helped write this song with just passed away recently, about 3 days before I got to record it, and I was going to send it to him and let him hear it. But so anyway, this song's called Williams in the Dark. Dark.
stopped until the break of dawn, singing all them sad old country songs. You could feel the pain that he had in his heart when Daddy was singing Williams in the Dark. He sang, stumble off to bed, and Mom would yell until her face turned red. I don't remember all the things he said, but I remember Daddy singing Williams in the Dark. He sang, we'd sing Williams in the Dark. We'd sing, there's a tear in my beer. I hear that lonesome whistle blow, and I'd pick the strings and he would sing Cold, Cold Heart while Daddy was singing Williams in the Dark. Sang, there's a tear in my beer. I hear that lonesome whistle blow, the drifting cowboy band singing Cold, Cold Heart while Daddy was singing Williams in the Dark. And that's just my daddy singing Williams in the Dark. Still hear Daddy singing Williams in the Dark.
Come on, now. Thank
you. Damn.
Appreciate it.
Well, y'all, my name's Court Taylor. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. This last song is one that is really, like, carries a message that's real, real heavy on my heart, because my mom had an ex-boyfriend that I didn't like too much, and so I wrote this song about it, and that message is fuck around and find out. I'm looking at you, Josh Terry. But I think
you were her mom's boyfriend?
He wishes he could fuck my mom. My mom met him one time and said, get that man out of my goddamn house.
Get out of here, motherfucker!
Oh, my God, my mom would never pay you any attention. She's way too good of a woman. But anyways, every female country artist needs a murder ballad. And for legal purposes, this is a fictional story. It's called Kill to Kill That Man, and it comes out probably next month.
Oh, shit.
Mama, it's good to hear your voice, and
didn't have much of a choice. Looking through the glasses is something I couldn't avoid. I don't look too good in stripes, but I did what I thought was right. I told you through the phone, I don't care if I get out or I get late. Touching my blood is a sure way to be hellbound. Yeah, I killed that man again. Should have known better when he raised his hands. I told him once, I told him twice. If you hurt her, I'll ruin your life. It's not a threat, it's a promise. Ain't got no problems with my
Obviously, I just want to give a big thank you to Josh for having me out for this. I really appreciate you, man. I think I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary for playing this round, and I couldn't be more thankful for having me out, so I appreciate you, man. Thank you to everybody that came out just for me and all the rest of us tonight. We appreciate you guys, and I'm going to close us out with a song I wrote recently with a guy y'all probably heard of, Riley Anderson, and we decided to get together and write a little Christmas song, so this is called Double Wide. I hope you like it.
Well, I should have loved this time of year. I've been working hard, but it's pretty clear. Need some help from you this time, cause this place of mine, she's mighty fine, but I've had some things go wrong in time. Damn sure ain't the place that it once was. My septic tank went out last week. My bed's so hard that I can't sleep. Termites chewed up the hardwood floor. So I'll make you a deal you just can't turn down. I'll take care of the kids this time around. Just help me get this home life restored. My little girl wants a pink pickup truck. We really need a home that doesn't suck. So Santa, can you hook me up this time around? I send my letter signed, sealed, and bona fide.
not sure what list you've got me on now, but I hope this year my Christmas comes double wide. Yeah, double wide. Well, thankfully we live down south. If a draft came in, it'd freeze us out. Poor old place is hanging on by its teeth. We'll watch you step on that back deck. You'll slip and fall and break your neck. We ain't got no fireplace, just electric heat. Well, I got that little paint truck on layaway, but I'm hoping for a roof to keep this rain away. So Santa, can you hug me up this time around? I send my letter signed, sealed, and bona fide. I'm not sure what list you've got me on now, but I hope this year my Christmas comes double wide. Yeah, double wide. So Santa, can you hook me up this time around? I send my letter signed, sealed, and bona fide. I'm not sure what list you've got me on now, but I hope this year my Christmas comes. Yeah, I hope this year our Christmas comes double wide. Yeah, double wide. Thank
you very much. Appreciate y'all.
That's a shitty applause. All right, I got the mic back. That is not how we fucking make noise on my show.
Josh,
did y'all
is
enjoy
drunk,
that?
Everyone. Josh has made it there.
It's okay.
Well, fuck you, Cody Bradley.
You
did
won't.
Y'all enjoy that round?
Yeah.
Thank you once again. So just so if you haven't heard me say this shit yet, everything that we do tonight is being recorded. So if you're close to the stage and you're talking the whole fucking time they're playing,
oh,
it's being recorded. It's being recorded. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are listening. You guys are fucking listening, right? Anyway, hey, y'all give it up for my buddy Cody Bradley right here. Give him a round of applause. Corey Michael Harris. Court Taylor. Gage Cowart. Thank you. And hey, once again, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, hey, can I, if I wave at y'all, will y'all wave back this table right here? Y'all see the guy with the microphone real fast? Y'all wave at me, because I want, this is like fucking kindergarten, so I want everybody to hear me, okay? Okay, this show is being recorded. This podcast is top 1% in the fucking world, okay? So everything that y'all are saying right now, while the artists are fucking singing, is being recorded. So if any of y'all are saying some stupid shit, we're gonna know. So if any of y'all are acting like cheating bitches, we're finna find out, okay? So I only say that to say this. Please respect artists while they're fucking singing the songs, especially when they're saying some heartfelt shit, okay? Please, 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 please. Because we don't do that shit around here, especially when I got fucking microphones and stuff. Anyway. But you can go back and listen to this shit next week on the Josh Terry Podcast on iHeartRadio, on Apple, on Spotify. We'll be right back with the next round. Thank y'all very much.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.